open your eyes and look at me. Of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 9 of them the Apostle Paul listed in 1 Corinthians 12, the 3 utterance gifts, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. The 3 power gifts, gifts of healings. The only gift that is listed in plural. I won't be distracted into that. I'll be for another day. The gifts of healings, the working of miracles, the gift of faith. Then the revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. Every single one of them manifested in the Old Testament except one. The only one that didn't manifest in the Old Testament, the greatest of all the gifts, diverse kinds of tongues. That's a gift that opens the door for other gifts to manifest. That's a gift that is the mark of the new covenant. Nobody in the old covenant operated the gift except one. I'm coming to speak about that one. Mention. Because, you know, he stirred the water. That's like him. Right? The closest to the gift of speaking in tongues was Daniel. And it was interpretation of tongues. When the hand appeared and wrote on the wall, many, many tekel uprasim, and nobody could interpret. He came and interpreted it. That was the closest. Nobody else. Not great Moses. Not awesome Father Abraham. Not powerful Elijah. Not mighty Elisha. None of them. None of the prophets. Because it's a gift for the perfection of the church. That they without us cannot be made perfect. The only person who operated in the old covenant and spoke in tongues was Jesus. Because by the time Jesus walked on the face of the earth, the old covenant was still in force. The new covenant has not been enacted. A covenant cannot be enforced until the death of the testator. The new covenant was not enforced until Christ died on the cross and rose again. But because he's the icon of the new covenant, the bringer of the new covenant, the foundation of the new covenant, the prototype of what each one of us should be, he brought time forward and spoke in tongues to demonstrate to us what it should be. And on 3 occasions, the scripture recorded how Jesus Christ spoke in tongues. That's very instructive. We don't have how he spoke in tongues when he was in private in Gethsemane and all that. We don't. But three occasions when he brought a deaf and dumb girl and he spitted and said, "Ephphatha." And the writer of the gospel had to say, which being interpreted means be open. There was no need for interpretation if he spoke the normal language. You don't need for me to interpret to you now. But he spoke a language that was a mystery. And then the writer had to give the interpretation. When they brought a dead girl to Jesus, he said, "Tali takumi." And again, the writer of the scripture says, which being interpreted, "Daughter, arise. So he spoke in tongues. I want you to take note of the occasions for you to know the power of the gift that you have, that you commonize. And when he was hanging between heaven and earth, making the supreme sacrifice for our redemption, his blood dripping from the cross to this earth to remove the curse for us to enjoy the blessing. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. He was crucified at the junction of commerce, where all the then languages were being spoken. Nobody understood what he was saying. Somebody said, oh, he was calling Elijah. They didn't understand. But the Bible says, which being interpreted means, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Take note of the three occasions to open the mouth of the deaf and dumb, to raise a dead child alive, and in offering the supreme sacrifice for the redemption of the whole world. That's how powerful the gift of the Spirit. Diverse kinds of tongues. Yes. That gift was not released until the birth of the church. That was the gift that marked the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible said they began to speak in tongues. Began. Someone say began. Louder. 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 The church began by speaking in tongues. And the church is supposed to continue to speak in tongues until the harvest assembly gathered home. There is no gift so powerful in praying, so powerful in ushering you to the prophetic, so powerful in ushering you to the supernatural than diverse kinds of tongues. Oh, value what you have. I read a story of Ketun Kuma, a great American lady evangelist. When he wanted to go for her crusade, they would get a big hall, and the hall must have a side room, and catering will be there at least 3 hours before the meeting. I should be praying. Nobody must come near. Nobody. Not the PA, not the secretary. And the PA have been instructed. After the 3 hours is due, the 2 hour period is due, he pulls the door open, and Catherine with her flowing robe will bounce on the stage, and all manner of incredible healings and miracles and word of knowledge will begin to break forth after 3 solid hours of praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I hear. You didn't hear. You didn't hear. Oh, you didn't hear. I read a book by Kenneth Hagin in 1977 that changed my life and ministry forever. He called it I Believe in Vision. I think that is maybe still be in circulation. Where he narrated 8 appearances of Jesus Christ to him. Kenneth Hagin was one of the greatest prophets that ever walked the face of this earth in the modern era. And he said, Jesus told him, say, Kenneth, if you can speak, if you can pray in tongues for 1 hour every day, your life will change and your ministry will bless the whole world. 1 hour every day. Oh, because the Lord told him, he began to pray in tongues. He said that was when he knew how long 1 hour was. When he thought he had prayed for 1 hour and he looked at his wristwatch, he has only prayed 7 minutes. But because he was determined, he kept at it until it became normal that he would pray for hours in the Holy Ghost. And then gifts of the Holy Spirit began to break forth. Healings and miracles. I read it. And I've been enjoying this materials. I said, fine. If it is good for Kenneth Hagin, it must be good for Kenneth Francis. Let's go. And then I myself began. My own was tougher than Papa Hagin. After I prayed, Maruba Kataboruboge. 5 minutes. I thought, I kept at it. I kept until I broke forth. And power began to break forth in my mind. Let me tell you this. Apart from the miracle of walking on water, there is no miracle recorded in the scripture that I've not seen. Talk of the dead. I've seen not once, not twice, not three times. Somebody lived in my former estate, a woman who died at childbirth, and they taken her to the morgue. We pulled her out, and the woman is alive today by the power of God. If you want to clap, go ahead and clap. Go ahead and clap. I've seen God at work. 1986, I went to preach for my covenant friend and brother David Oedipo in Kaduna. We've been friends since 1978. I used to preach for him every month in Ilorin before moving to Kaduna. And then I got there and I was to address, it was Easter period like this. I was to address minister that morning, and I shared the testimony of how that praying in tongues that I picked from Kenneth Hagin changed my life and ministry. And I went on to teach the pastors. And listen to me. There was a man there who came from one corner of the north, a pastor. He was in trouble. His ministry was in trouble. The wife became mad. Service will be going on, and the woman will run out and be eating sand. So the church wasn't growing. The man didn't have a clue. They owe so much debt. So he came to Kaduna to meet with me and get counsel and prayer. But protocol did not allow it. He couldn't just see me. But he was at the meeting, and he grabbed that testimony of praying in the Holy Ghost 1 hour every day, and he ran back to his station. In desperation, he began to do it. The following year, 1987, I was back again in Kaduna Easter. This time, this man, a changed man. Today, the glory of God will change your life. If you're getting it, let me hear your amen. This time, the protocol of living faith had organized, I will see me. And he told his testimony. Say, I couldn't see you last year, but I got your message. I got the testimony. He said, Daddy, my wife is totally healed and sound. No trouble of any kind. If you want to clap, go ahead and clap. He said, Daddy, our church is debt free. We paid every debt. He said, Daddy, we bought a land. We built our sanctuary. Daddy, I brought you prophet offering. And he brought me prophet offering. 5,000. 5,000 in 1987. That was some money. That in 1987, he didn't need to struggle to see me. The following year, the previous year, he struggled and struggled and struggled. He couldn't see me. But there's a way God changes your level that you don't struggle. There are some people you used to struggle to see, that one phone call, Your Excellency, and they say, yes, Daddy. And previous year you couldn't. This day, the glory will take you to a higher level. I know you have been sitting for quite some time. You have been standing for quite some time. No problem. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost vigorously for 7 solid minutes. If you like, you can sit. If you like, you can stand. If you like, you can lie down. But tear up yourself. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself in the Holy Ghost. Marube ketokori kina mota. Beribe kotokure motoria. Makalo boko dike tekeria. Bombra makabakuda. Jekra kule boko digata. Kere boko dike terbukuda. Jekka duko dike terbukuda. Kora, stir up yourself. Pray like a trumpet. Pray, pray. Like thunder, pray like fire. Maramo kode kito kori kabukude, ye kude kito kori kide. Bekule boko dikete ya, bekide kado kori kida. Ya boko dikete bukude, beru bekuto kori kida. Yengra makabukude ya, rabukude ya, era boko dikata. Oraba kaboko dia. Era moko di ketri bukuri. Beri beke tokori ya. Je karu ko de ketri. Bere boko di ketri bukuri. Boro boko di ketri. Ye poko di ketri bukuri. Ropa karabaka di ketri. Ropo ko di ketri bukuri. Ye poko di ketri bukuri. Resist strength to pray. Receive strength to pray. Receive strength to pray. Open your mouth wide and pray. Open your mouth wide and pray. Shopokodi keto kori kida. Make a tokori bakabo kodia. Make a rabo kode kete riga. Baribo kode kete ya. Mikre kolebo sotoria rela. Karabakabo kode kete bogodi. Karabakabo kodia kede kede. Uraba kabogo diaga. Uraba kabogo diaga. Uraba kabogo diaga. Uraba kabogo diaga. Robo diaga diaga. Mari peketo kori kida. Mekule boko di ketoke. Mekule boko di keteye. Mekere boko di keteka. Pori meketo koba. Bambra makabogo diaga. Eji ketuka. Bagabogo diaga trivida. Shemarubida. Mekere boko diaga. Mekere boko diaga. Mekere boko diaga. Jika nak bukanya, mika nak bukanya, siap bukanya, kariba kaba, kariba kaba, neku mika dori, ayah boko di katre, kira boko di katre, kura boko di katre, kura baga bukanya, kira boko di katre, kura boko di katre, kura boko di katre, kura boko di katre, kura boko di katre, ya boko di katre, kopera magori, ebro bolo bati, ora maga boka, mekule boko di katre. Ye kore boko dia, ye poko di kadre, kire boko dia yede, koma gabo, pori beketo koma, kabuko le boko dia, kore boko di kadre, ye poko di kadre, mimbre bolo boso, ye boro boso, gari boko patariga, bari ke topa gaida, bai ke kota baiga, bai ke topa gaida, somari boko toko. Pokuni meketia, karibe ketokoya, karibe ketokuma, baga boga, stir up yourself, pray in the Holy Ghost, stir up yourself, jeketukelebo, bombre pokune ketia, ayakune ketokoria, ebekule bogodiga da gaga, gaga bogode gege gode gira, jekune ketekere, koribe keto, komokode kete, Kibe kerobo, membre bolobos, shekunika, karaboga, karabagi, mepule bosote, karuge luge dege, tijege dogu, kodjuge de, gajugada, gorabaka, mikre kolobosote, erabukoni, jepokoni kadribi, jepokoni, kurebogri, kurebogri, ropokonika, mikre kolobosotoria, migarabogunia, Arabo, 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 me fokire bokode, yakude keto kurele, ebe kule bokode kede gela, kura maga bokode kete keria, opre bokode kete, shekere bokode, kere bokode, kere bokode, kabule, sapula, yakule, kedo di, kopugna, kura maga bokode, Satero que tu que te que ripo codia de bocodia con el caballo, macule bocodia de bocodia, ye codia bocodia que te queda, gura maca bocodia, ye bocodia que te queda, ye, pray, pray, 2 more minutes. Two more minutes. Pray like a trumpet. Pray like thunder. Pray like fire. Marama, shondledi, geduka toka, bokine geduku, bubri na moska, gekle kule bosi, beruni na namotoi, yakadoki katokobugu, ekulabuge de kedoguda, eyakodike tokorigana, mimbra makaboku dierede, yakude katrebuku fanda, yikra kalabatabu, mikre kule bosiotoi, egipo kodi kata, eruba kabukodi, erabu kodi kata, geribu kato, pura makabukodi, koribu kede, gede godi gara poko, popre poliba, periba, ora makabu, tarabuge, eye bokodi, kira makabu, popre poli, popre poli, popre. One more minute, pray. One more minute. One more minute. Draw grace. Draw strength. With joy shall you draw out of the well of salvation. Draw from the well of salvation. Make it look up. Bahine kete. Keruba. Make it the kind. Karabago vida. Leave the kotoria good. Make karabago. Maka for good. Get it. Get it. Bakuri begin. Kori begin. Korebago. Put a beginning. Pamra makabogoni, shekelu begere, kire begere, pire begere, kore begere, kori begere, kori begere, kopra begere, ura makabu, ura. Begin to praise the Lord, give Him glory, give Him glory, give Him glory, give Him glory, give Him glory. What a mighty God! What a gracious God. What a glorious God. King of kings. Lord of hosts. El Shaddai. Thank you, Lord, for open heaven. Thank you, Lord, for open heaven. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord, for your awesome presence. Thank you, Lord, King of glory. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I release the mantle of grace and intercession upon you. You will pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Your life will change. Your family will change. Your business will change. Your church will change. Your city will change. The nation will change. The world will change. Receive grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, you can shout it louder. Shout hallelujah. Can you please give the Lord Jesus a big hand, please? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Celebrate Pastor Nathaniel Bassi. Let them come, come, come. Let them see you. He's a son that is always taller than his father. Look at him. He's always taller. Please clap for him. Clap. We celebrate you. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Wow. If I have my way, we'll pray all through my session. But we'll still pray. But Let me give you a word from the Lord. There's a difference between preaching, teaching, and bringing a word from the Lord. When it is a word from the Lord, it goes way beyond preaching, way beyond teaching. You are declaring the counsel of the Lord, and His word cannot fail. Cannot fail. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it. If it's the word of the Lord, like it, that's your business. Don't like it, that's your business. The word of the Lord cannot fall to the ground. I celebrate grace in this house today. Pastor Shola Oshumakindi. Help me clap for Pastor. Help me celebrate Pastor. We celebrate you. More grace to you, man of God. You see, each time he stood there to speak, you can see into his heart. He wants the best for his people. He wants the best for the church. He's a man with a very large heart. And the glory of God will take you higher and higher and higher and higher. The Lord will exceed your expectations. The Lord will enlarge you on every side. This city of Lagos will bow before you. The nation of Nigeria will shake and quake at your word. Your word will go to the four corners of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will never diminish. Lord will enlarge you. Again and again and again. It will increase you more and more, you and your children. In the name of Jesus. The elder that ruled well is worthy of double honor. Please clap for him again one more time. Clap very well. Thank you. Thank you. And what about my daughter, Pastor Abigail, Pastor Abigail, that is a combination of beauty and brain, grace and glory. Please celebrate her, please. Please, please, please celebrate her. Hey, my daughter, listen. Whatever it takes for your life to be perpetually beautiful, God will give it to you. You will be far from shame, far from sorrow, far from weeping. All your adversaries are crushed under your feet. You go from victory to victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. You be a mother of great multitudes. Not only in Nigeria, but across the globe. You and your husband, you will long eat the fruit of your labor. In the name of Jesus. Give her a hand, please. She's a gracious woman. Thank you. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Apostle Selman. You said he was on fire. I celebrate you. I celebrate you. I celebrate you. Amen. You are a major answer to long years of prayer. I've gone around this nation again and again. I've conducted crusades in stadium after stadium in every state capital, every, and every major city. I've gone on prayer tour. And it's been a burden on my heart. Lord, raise apostles, prophets from the north. From the north. Lord, I want to see anointed servants of yours that are genuine from every corner of Nigeria. I'm telling you, I pray everywhere. I look for them. I look for them. So that God has raised you, you will never fall. you will never stumble. Whatever will limit the glory of God in your life, I command the fire of God to destroy it. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will deliver you from the scourges of the tongues. In the name of Jesus. Some people have been raised in the north. They blew in, blew up, and blew out. And we don't see them anymore. What happened to them will never happen to you. The hand of the Lord will sustain you and uphold you. And He will show you as a symbol of His mercy, an epitome of His grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. Please give my hand, give my hand, give my hand. Come on. If this is what all I want to do tonight, I'm done. With people like him, like Pastor Shola, why should I be struggling to preach? This is my 46th year preaching the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I started in Pastor Matthew Ashimalowo's town, Odeomu, in 1975. And grace has kept me. All of you, grace for longevity in the ministry. Receive it. Receive it. You will not disappear. You will not vanish. You will not die before your time. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. None of you will ever diminish. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appear before God. You will go from strength to strength. You go from glory to glory. Our own finishing point will be your starting point. You will be greater than we are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please celebrate these great servants of the Lord. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. And Nathaniel Bassi, don't let me talk about you. It's too much. Celebrate him, please. Celebrate him. Please sit down. In the morning, Pastor Kojo Emadi came here and delivered a very solid ministerial stuff. I drank it like a very thirsty man. Because prophets need to be fed. Apostles need to be nurtured. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth to the mouth of God. And wherever I find word, I find the proceeding word. Ah, it doesn't matter whether it's my son or any. I lap it up. God, that's my food. Please, Pastor Poju is on here. Please give him a hand. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Grace will abound for him and for his ministry. And then I wanted to pick some of the things he said. I actually had a battle with Pastor Shola. I will combine it with tonight because I know tonight is the last night before tomorrow, Easter Sunday. You know, I got my note ready. And he mentioned my book, Alone with God. They have sold out. They have ordered the publishing house in Ibadan to send 250 copies to the church. So join the witch, you will get it so you can go and buy for yourself, buy for your friend. Now, but when Nathaniel Bassi was ministering, he dabarooed my notes. He just tossed it aside. And the heaven opened. And the mantle of grace will fall upon you today. If you're ready for it, say loud amen. The book of Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 12. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 12. This is what the Holy Spirit spoke to me to leave as a legacy here before I leave for Ibadan tonight. Excuse me, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. Thank you, IT. I made a mistake. Zechariah 12 verse 10. This God Almighty speaking, King of glory, Lord eternal, Lord of hosts, the one who knows the end from the beginning, the one who holds the keys to greatness for any man, anyone, any woman, any church, any ministry. Hear him. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications. I will stop there. I'll see, pick the rest. Whenever God wants to make an individual great, he will put upon you the spirit of grace and supplication. Ability to pray and to pray correctly. There are prayers and there are prayers. There are prayers that are prayed loud and long, but they are empty. Empty of substance. They don't line up with the scripture. They don't line up with the will of God. There is nobody that can really pray, prevail, and get things done significantly without the help of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit of God rests on you, this Spirit, praying for you will be like a fish inside water. You love it. When you're not praying, you are miserable. There's a burden that grips you. Pastor Coach was saying something about it. I'm going to teach you from the scripture, prophesy to you from the scripture, and from real life experience, me and a few other people that I relate with, not just with a reading book. When this spirit rests on you, praying becomes like food. The Holy Spirit takes it out of your hand. He moves you to pray. He wakes you in the night to pray. You wake up on your bed. You are sitting lying on your bed. Before your feet touch the ground at all, praise, worship, prayer from your heart to his throne. And the heaven is open. When the Spirit is on you, or you will pray louder, you will. Psalm 81 verse 10. And the Lord your God has brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I'll feel it. You pray loud. It's not only when you pray loud, you pray. When this Spirit is upon you, you wish in your heart, and before you say it, you see it done. Say, and it shall come to pass. Before they call, I will answer. Why they are yet speaking, I bring it to pass. That's in Isaiah chapter 66. Somewhere there, either verse 24 or 25. That's the spirit of grace and supplication. You, when this spirit rests on you, you don't waste your bullets praying for wrong things. You don't. No. The Spirit himself helps our infirmity, helping us to pray with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that knows the mind of the Spirit helps us to pray according to the will of God. That's Romans chapter 8, 26 to 28. And you know, to 26-27. And then verse 28 says, all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. It's a rider to verses 26 and 27. Look at that verse 8. It begins with and. Everybody say and. Louder. Please, I know, don't worry. The strength of the Lord is upon you. I know you have been here since morning. All right, you are not weary, you are strong. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Somebody declare, I'm strong. Say it. Louder. And. Somebody say, and. English experts are here. Specialists. And is a conjunction that links what is about to be said to what had been said before. It is the people upon whom the spirit of grace and supplication rests, who prays in the strength of the Holy Spirit, that find this scripture true. God makes everything to line up for them. Everything. No step amiss. He guides them step by step. And every step is a miracle because you've prayed through in the Holy Ghost with groanings. Go to verse 26, please. Verse 26. Thank you, IT. This is what God promised. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. We are human. Infirmities. Many times we want to pray. The will to pray is not there. The Spirit tears you up. Many times we are praying, we do not know exactly what to pray for. The Holy Spirit takes over. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you never miss God. You never. Like what the Spirit also prays, infirmities. For we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit said, make it intercession for us with groanings. Groanings. Which cannot be uttered. When that thing comes on you, it's like your heart is going to jump out of your chest. Groaning. Makai. Ha. I'll share with you some examples. 1982. When we're going to formalize our ministry. I received the call of God in 1975. I began to hold crusades. And then the call became crystallized in 1977. I'll tell the stories of another day because there's a whole load of testimony to that. And I told God, I'll serve you. I will. Let me finish my university education. I'll see you in like 1977. The day I finished my final exams, I read down my project submitted. I finished my paper, came to the room to give thanks to God, and the Lord appeared to me to remind me of the covenant of 1977 in one remote village between Ife and Ondo. He said, lovest thou me more than this? Anyway, that day, 17th of May, 1982, 9:24 a.m. I gave my whole life to serving him. When God meets with you, you don't forget. You don't forget the place. You don't forget the hour. You don't forget the encounter. Get ready today. The glory is there. God will meet with you today. Today will become historical in your life. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. And I stepped out. And then we began to organize how we're going to hold our first convention. The convention was supposed to hold in Lorne. I was supposed to settle in Lorne. My friend Bishop Edeko was supposed to settle in Jos. Real story. We spent 10 days together, praying and fasting. No food. Our wives will bring us water. It was in that place of fasting, the Lord told us, I should not move to Ilorin, I should stay in Ibadan. Oedeko shouldn't move to Jos, he should go to Kaduna. The steps of the righteous, ordered by the Lord. And that's what we did. But we had been preparing for a convention, first an Holy Ghost convention in Ilorin. And I was a great man of God that I wanted to invite. With that argument, was the greatest prophet around at that time. He had spent 50 years of his life in Nigeria as a missionary and was living in Elisha. All the giants in the faith that you know today, they passed through his hand. But towards the end, he came with some teachings. I've not spoken about this openly. Now listen. He said, everybody, you have missed it. Oh, David, you've missed it. Francis, you've missed it. He called all of us one by one. I don't want to call the others. You may not know them. Some of you may know them. Oh, God doesn't start new ministries anymore. He doesn't. I'm talking of 1982. He wants you to go to the Orthodox churches and play your harp for them like David was playing his harp to Saul, and they will be relieved of their evil spirit. 3 times I decided, based on his counsel, that Sword of the Spirit ministry, no more. The prophet has spoken. But listen to me, the prophet is not God. The greatest prophet on earth, by the grace of God, I'm one. The greatest prophet on earth, we know in part, we see in part, we prophesy in part. When a prophet speaks to you, it must confirm what God has spoken to you before. Somebody say, I hear. And even with that, take it back to God and let God speak to you. Because when your vision runs into murky water, the prophet will not be there to deliver you. Or if it is God, okay. The last attempt, I went to him. Posters of the convention have been pasted. His picture was there, my picture was there. Papa, convention is so, he said, Francis, you missed it, you and David. You missed it. I said, what do I do? Go cancel the whole thing. I traveled to Ibadan. That was the longest journey of my entire life. I was so heavy. I was very burdened. Every move to Ibadan was painful. I got to my office. My staff were waiting. Oh, that is coming with good news from the great preacher. So we can go and pay his poster. They greeted me. I didn't answer. I knelt. I went to my room, knelt down. I'm on the altar of God. Listen to this. I was determined after praying, I will go and cancel anything concerning this ministry. And this burden just came on me. Listen. I couldn't pray in understanding. I couldn't. I couldn't pray in tongues. I couldn't. I was just groaning and weeping. Groaning and weeping. It was like my heart was coming out of my chest. Groaning and weeping, groaning and I was like that for about 48 minutes. That looked like eternity. And all of a sudden, I broke into laughter. My from groaning and weeping into laughter. Lift your hand to God. I speak over your life. Whatever the burden, whatever the pressure, whatever the pain, whatever the affliction, tonight you will laugh. You will go home laughing. In the name of Jesus. And then there was a peace that enveloped me. And deep in my heart, I knew the sword of the Spirit ministry was the will of God. The Holy Spirit said, that good thing that had been committed to you by the Holy Spirit, keep. So I knew it was a good thing committed to me. I was still on my knees. And I made up my mind. I said, if everybody in the world is against this vision, and I'm the only one that believe it, I won't look back. God is in this. That was a product of that groaning. I'm talking of 1982, July. I've never had 1 second to doubt whether what I'm doing is the will of God or not since that time. Never. Never. And then God broke out. Great things began to happen in the battle. All across the nation began crusade. The following year, the man came when he heard what God was doing in the battle. He came and he visited my office and I showed him around. Ah! And he said, Francis, this is the finger of God. This is the finger of God. Somebody who had instructed me as a prophet to counsel the ministry venture 3 times. And it was the Holy Ghost that delivered me through intercession. Out of that generation of leaders that God raised on campus, I say this reverently, without any prejudice, without any pride, out of all, and they were heavy. There were many. There were those of them, one or two of them, that David Oedeko and I, this is being broadcast globally. You can tell him. Those of them, David Oedeko and I, we will carry their bag, we will carry their Bibles when they go into the pulpit. They were that strong. All of them were swept off by that council. Only myself and David survived. If you want to clap, please clap. Can you imagine? Winners Chapel not in existence. Exploit. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you another real story. And then we'll go to the scripture. Maybe I'll stop there and then we'll pray. I'm blessed to come into relationship with our revered man of God, Pastor Yi Adeboye. From the day he taught me mathematics in the University of Lagos, 1977. I was a leader in Lagos Varsity Christian Union. And first day he taught. You see, it doesn't matter when a spirit-filled person who is connected with God, if he reads multiplication table to you, 2 by 2, 4, 4 by 4, 16, your spirit will connect with his spirit. Any witness in the house? And if somebody who is on the other side is reading the scripture to you, your spirit will rebel against his spirit. Any witness in the house? He was teaching us mathematics for heaven's sake. Ah! I said, this man must be a born again Christian. So when the class finished and was going, I ran to corner him. I said, excuse me, sir. I'm Francis Waleuke. I'm one of the executive of Lagos Varsity Christian Union. Are you a born-again Christian? I was that brash. He said, follow me to my office. And we'll talk. And I've been following him since that time. Let me tell you this. When he took over Redeemed Christian Church of God, there were less than 40 parishes at 1032. When they come together for their combined meeting, By the time they are 800, that's a full house. I had the privilege of knowing him before he became general overseer, of ministry under him, and then after he became general overseer. And then a passion gripped him. He wanted this church to grow. He went to Korea to attend church growth conference. Went to America. Went all over the place. One day he was praying and the Holy Spirit said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want the church to grow." He said, "The church doesn't grow by church growth conference. I've seen you run around. Give the Holy Spirit the right of way." God asked him question. "Is it your church or my church?" "Is it your church?" "Give the Holy Spirit the right of way." And as a parting gift that God gave him, the burden to pray just came upon him. Pastor Eboye. And he said he stayed there for about 3 hours, just praying. And then he gathered the workers of Redeemed Church together. True story. He would teach them about the Holy Spirit and prayer. And then we'll let them pray in tongues. 1 hour. People will struggle and sweat and struggle until it became normal. And then they were praying. We gather them again. We'll pray. They'll just pray. And gradually, the church began to break forth. The omnipotent hand of God goes to work where the spirit of grace and supplication is at work. The mysteries of God are unfolded. God is mysterious. The gospel is mysterious. Christ is mysterious. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God was manifest in the flesh. He was crucified at Calvary. He was buried. He was raised again. He ascended into heaven. The mystery of godliness, great. Human mind cannot unravel it. But when the spirit of grace and supplication is on you, the Holy Spirit takes the things of God and reveals it to you. Somebody say, "I hear." You didn't hear. You didn't hear. Lift your hand to God. Say, "Father, I receive from you as a gift from heaven the spirit of grace and supplication. Father, send upon my life now the spirit of grace and supplication in the name of Jesus." Can you pray in the spirit for 1 minute? Pray in tongues. 1 minute. Pray in tongues. I receive the spirit of grace. Spirit of supplication. Spirit of grace. Spirit of supplication. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. Lord, let the mantle fall upon this house of David, from pastor himself to his wife to everyone. Oh God, open the heavens and pour the spirit of grace and supplication. Bring your prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody say amen. Amen. Today, by the grace of God, Redeemed Christian Church of God, I was under 40 when Baba took over. They have over 30,000 branches in Nigeria alone. Over 30,000. If you want to clap, clap. They have over 800 branches in the USA. They have over 7,000 branches across Europe. Talk less of Africa. Listen, they are in 199 nations of the world. They just have a few more nations to cover. Baba is very simple, very ways Ankara. But when you talk of prayer, when you talk of fasting, when you talk of lying on the face and not giving God rest until he does something, he's a champion among champions. And it can never happen by might. No. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Zechariah, look at it. That scripture. Chapter 10, verse 12. And I will pour out. It's God doing it. God doing it. God initiating it. I will pour upon the house of David. And what a coincidence. That's the name of the ministry. Am I right? Pastor, am I right? I'll pour upon the house of David. Upon him after. Oh, Jesus, the spirit of grace and supplication. And they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. Let me move forward to that. When the spirit of grace and supplication rests on you, you become a partaker of the compassion of Christ. Your prayers are not ordinary. You pray from a broken heart. You're not praying from the head. No. You partake of the burden of Christ. What's important to Christ becomes important to you. You groan. He said, and they shall look upon whom they have pierced. When this spirit rests on you, you become a sharp shooting evangelist. Before you go to witness to somebody, you had prayed through. As you open your mouth like this, you are revealing the secret of her life. You have been with 5 men, and the one you have now is not your husband. What? You didn't plan it. A lot of time, I shake hands with you and ask you a question. And the first question I ask you is dealing with the exact trouble you are dealing with now. The spirit of grace and supplication. This is the womb of ministries. This is the womb that birthed ministry. There is no prophetic ministry that is not preceded by the spirit of grace and supplication. It's in the place of praying and praying and praying and praying that you break forth into the prophetic. There is no effective evangelist. I've just spoken to you about Kate Nkuma. She will do 3 hours. And she will pray. That's my experience too. I get to the venue of the meeting earlier. I had my crusade in Aba, 1996. And the day my crusade begins, I don't eat. I don't see people until it's time to go for crusade. I just go and pray. Makara bakaba, a little shambala here, a little shambala there. Makula bakaboko di keteko rika balaboso tori kedbo. And my door knocked. Who is disturbing me? The door knocked again. It was about 11:30 in the morning. So I opened the door. It was Joseph, my crusade director. He said, Daddy, we have a problem. I said, Joseph, I have a problem. I'm facing thousands of people tonight. I don't have a clue to the challenges of their life. I'm talking to the one who has the clue. Go solve your problem. I slammed the door. I did not even listen to him. I went on. I carried it to 5, 6 p.m. And then took my shower. And then we went to the crusade. The place was packed. Agog. As I was preaching, the rain wanted to start. So I quickly ran the door, gave out a call, prayed for them, and then to escape. As I was stepping down by the stairs, a woman approached me with a bundle or something in her hand. The protocol wanted to push her away. I said, no. Leave her. It was her only son, Chinedu. Chinedu died in the hospital at about 10 in the morning. The woman refused for them to put Chinedu in the morgue. Said, there is a crusade, let me take it to the man of God. That was what Joseph came to report to me, and I didn't listen. And I slammed the door. And I stood. I said, woman, what's the problem? Now my picking. The simplicity of that woman. Serious. Okay, what do you want? What's the problem? You don't die. No, I ignored long statement. What do you want? Pastor, pray. He didn't just say pray. Pastor, pray. I said, okay, do you believe God is going to raise your child to life? He said, Pastor, me, I believe. I won't forget it until I see Christ in glory. That's your pastor. If you don't believe, that's your problem. Me, I believe. Hey, I laid my hands. Christ has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. Death, lose your grip. Now, Chinedu, come back to life. Already foaming in the mouth. I commanded the boy to come back to life 3 times. No sound, no voice, nothing. So I look at the woman. I said, do you believe? He said, Pastor, me, I believe. I said, go. Because by that time, crowd of those who are going, going back home and pass it. She hadn't gone like from here to that wall there. When she turned back, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Chinedu came back to life. Chinedu is alive today. Lift your hands to heaven. Whatever good thing the enemy has killed in your life, by the power of the one who died and rose again, receive it back now. Your marriage that the enemy wants to destroy, I command it to come alive. Your business, come alive. Your health, come alive. The power that raised Christ from the dead and gave him glory to fall upon you. Receive it. You will testify. You will testify. You will testify. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. The spirit of grace and supplication makes you a partaker of the compassion of Jesus. You pray with compassion. You don't pray mechanically. No. It gushes from your heart. You won't even know when you are shedding tears. You will know. And then sometimes the Holy Spirit takes you beyond just shedding tears. You're just groaning. I'm not talking of fake groaning. I'm not talking of makeup groaning. No. Something is being birthed. Something is being birthed. Like Jesus was birthing our redemption in the Garden of Gethsemane. And as soon as Zion travails, it brings forth. Oh, that this spirit of grace and supplication will fall upon this church. Everyone, male and female, young and old. And then listen to me. There will be no space for the crowd. Because miracles will break up. Listen. Before the pastor comes here, You have prayed him on fire. He opens his mouth and things began to happen. I won't go back to the testimony of Baba Reboy. I can tell you till the morning. I won't go there. Because thank God for what God is doing through him. But Pastor Adeboye, great, glorious man of God, that's not the limit of what God can do. That's just a phase. And Pastor Shola, get ready. Because your generation is going beyond what God has used Pastor Adeboye to do. This is a prophecy. This is without being disrespectful. David Oyedepo, an outstanding man of God, but your generation will exceed Oyedepo. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. W.F. Kumuyi is a great man of God, but your generation will exceed W.F. Kumuyi. Our own finishing point will be your starting point. Because God takes his church from glory to glory. Declare, say, we are going from glory to glory. Louder, say, we are going from glory to glory. Say, we will break every limitation. We will break every boundary. We will break the ceiling. Come and pray in the Holy Ghost. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Makarobo kodi keto kobo kodi ya. Yekado kodi ketrobo kodi kedev. Koremo kodi ya terbud. Morobo kodi kedev. Robo kodi kedev. Orama kabo kodi keta. Kabuka labo kodi keda. Yekude kete kete kete. Koribo kode kete kete keto. Obi keto kobo kori kaboga. Makilebo shabonga lode. Yekude keta. Karabadia. Armonde, Sondre Bokude, Kule Bokodikata, Kura Magalugodu, Yakura Magabo Godige de Gege, Gegrobo Godigadagaga, Bobra Pokiteya, Aranana, Ifrete Rube, Yekude Ketola, Ibramanaba, Yekrekolabogoda, Kirabalavala. Bring your prayers to a close. I want to interrupt you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to close quickly. Before you sit down. Oh, I've experienced this again and again. Anytime God wants to push me to a higher level, that thing will come on me. I just become sad. I become sorrowful. Everything happening in the ministry will not satisfy me anymore. I just look at it and say, and what next? And if I talk to my subordinate, my bishop, they will look like I'm crazy. Because to them, God is doing glorious thing. But deep within me, then I follow the spirit. Makabo, Yapora, Nakita, Kabara. Let me tell you one in February, very quickly. February, we had the 32nd anniversary of the church. I started the church years after the evangelistic ministry. At the 32nd anniversary, very good. So, we did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I gave them a break on Saturday. I said, Sunday, meet us at Cornerstone. Cornerstone is our 1,000 acre piece of land along the Badan Lagos Expressway. 250 for our university, 750 for us. And then my house has been built there. Not yet finished. And I told mommy, I said, Mom, when I finish the meeting Friday evening at the current site, I'm going to Cornerstone. I want to spend Friday night, the whole of Saturday, in the presence of God. I'll welcome the people of God to Cornerstone in the morning. That was the first major meeting we're going to have after the COVID thing. So I just, and then Friday night, Makabulubo Kotorike, pray around the place, there's big expanse of land, 1,000 acres. In the morning, I began to pray again. And the Lord said, Son, the cloud has moved. And when God speaks to you, you know what he's talking about. I only came to pray. My house was not yet finished. We have a little wooden office there. The Lord made it clear to me that I'm not going back to where I was coming. He has moved me. That 1,000 acre piece of land is the place I will stay. Yes, Lord. If the cloud has moved and I go back, I'm on my own. I go to the house. I said, Mom, the Lord said the cloud of glory has moved. Please go back to town. I don't want to suffer you in this jungle. I will be here. Mommy said, where you are, that's where I am. I don't want to go to where the cloud has moved. We're here. February. If you get to Cornerstone now and see what God had done between February and now. And we started acquiring that land 2003. What we have not been able to have done in 17, 18 years. Between February 12th and now, it's amazing. And wait a minute. I know you will clap. I didn't plan it. God is my witness. The house was not at the level I want to stay. No power. No furniture. The shell is finished. The environment, I love environment. Green thing, well manicured, everything. Only the inside of the house. I ordered for them to buy me some chairs quickly. Buy me some generators quickly. Because the cloud has moved. So I stayed there. And then things began to happen. From today, in a rapid succession, glorious things will begin to happen in your life. In your business. In your career. In your ministry. You are breaking forth. 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 Like has happened to me, like that's happened to me. What you have not been able to do in the past 18 years. This month of April, it will happen to you. You have been believing God for your husband for so long. Maida korika totere boga. Garaman torika bokada. I command the man to show up. To love you. To connect with you. Before the end of this year, you will be gloriously married. According to the word of the Lord. You've been trusting God for your wife. Mani kori pokudi katoba. Mambra makobike tokobaya. The hand that brought Rebecca to Isaac. Oh, lift your hands to God. Receive your wife. Your God chosen wife. Your God chosen wife. Your God chosen wife. Your laughter has started. 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 You have been trusting God for a baby. Marabo. Kaide bokude kete ya karunia. Mim prekolaba. Kalabo. He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Whatever has delayed your childbearing is removed. Is destroyed. Receive your baby. Receive your baby. Receive your baby. You've been trusting God for job, a good job. Marila, Koremonte, Mombrebuka, Toremukala, Karamadia. Such job that will give you great prospects, great pay, great perks, great satisfaction. Receive. 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 You have been trusting God for a particular door to open. He said, I'm the one that opens and no man can shut. And when I shut, no man can open. I'm the one that has the keys of David. By the authority of the one that has the keys of David, great doors are open to you. Great doors. Great doors. Great doors of progress, of lifting, of prosperity, of abundance, of strategic appointment, strategic appointment, strategic appointment, strategic appointment, strategic appointment. Everything that has limited the glory of God in your life is removed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Elijah said, go tell Ahab, I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. 1 Kings 18:41. Lift your hands to heaven. Abundance of rain is coming upon you. Abundance of rain. Prosperity. Wealth. Abundance. Ah, somebody here. You have seen money before. You have. But the kind of money that will come to you this month, you've never seen it before. Abundance. Abundance. When rain comes, the drought is over. In your life, the drought is over. When rain comes, the wilderness is over. Your wilderness is over. When rain comes, barrenness is over. In your life, barrenness is over. Be fruitful. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Let me pray for two groups of people. And then I pray, I close as the Holy Spirit enables me. Listen to this. You want a baby from the Lord. I'm looking at you with the eye of a prophet. He makes the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Children are the heritage of the Lord. He has given me commission to distribute inheritance to the saints. You want a baby from the Lord. Either you don't have any, or you want more, or you want a particular gender, or you want a set of twins, or you want triplets, whatever. Wherever you are, find a way to the altar here. Quickly, quickly, male or female. May everybody just pray in the Holy Ghost as they come. Just male or female, find a way to the altar. Today is your day. Find a way to the altar. You want a baby, one or more. You want your barrenness to be over. This is your day. You want to laugh and rejoice. This is your time. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Move fast. Come on now. 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 Your cries have come to the Lord of hosts. Your cries have come to his ears. Come on out, come on out, come on out. Come on out, come on out. Move fast. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. They are coming even from outside. Come on. Come on, come on. Come on. Come on now, come on now. They're still coming. They're still coming. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay.
No more delay. No more delay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Those of you that are sick, come and move fast and join them. Now, as you stand before the Lord, three things you will do. Name your child. Wait a minute. Okay, if you want to clap, clap. Glorify God. Name your child. Speak it loud. Father, I thank you for giving me Janet. Name your child. Give thanks to God for that child. That's number two. Give thanks to God for that child. With a loud voice. Let him hear you. Name the child. Name the child. Ifrekolo bokota. Kariga lo bokoto ya. Give him thanks. Bring your prayers very close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. First time I preached for my son, Nathan Ebasi, I was delayed at the airport in Abuja for over 5 hours. That reinforced the need for a jet. So, son, everybody was tired. I was tired. I was tired and angry. I don't like going late for a meeting. I told him, I said, go talk to them. Whatever you want to pretend them, I'll see them some other day. He said, Daddy, you must come. So, I went. The people had been waiting since. I got there at about 10 or so. After waiting at the airport. And then the hand of God came on me. He said, there's a woman here. You lost a pregnancy. And it was a painful experience. And the Lord of hosts is giving you double for your trouble. Our pastor is here. He knew who the woman was, and he never told me anything. Never. Can I tell you this? The word of the Lord came to pass. So, two of us. She didn't miss it. She became pregnant. She gave birth to 2 boys. I saw the mother of that woman. I met her at the airport in London. She introduced herself. So stretch your hands to the altar. From this glorious altar, where we serve and worship the one who lives forever, the one who conquered all our adversaries on the cross and is alive. Today, receive your baby. As a servant of the living God, an agent of his blessing, I place the babies in your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are going home with the babies. You are going with the baby. No more delay. No more delay. Whatever has caused the delay, whether physical, mental, spiritual, demonic, physiological, whatever. All the reasons for delay, they are set aside. Your joy shall be full. The people that have mocked you before, they will come to celebrate with you. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I told you 3 things you do. Name the baby. You've done that. Correct? Give thanks to God for the baby. You've done that. Correct? And then from today's Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday, okay. From next week, begin to get your children's stuff. Begin to get your children's stuff. Go home. It is done. Everybody, give thanks to God. Wave your hand. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Blessed be his name. One more thing Very quickly, one more thing. You want your sins forgiven you. You want to receive God's gift of eternal life. You want to become genuinely born again. You do not want to go to hell. You want to make it to heaven. You want to be saved. That's why Jesus died. That's why he shed his blood for you. And he says, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Do your sins be as red as scarlet, shall be white as snow. If you want to be born again today, I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, in the hall, outside the sanctuary, wherever you are, hooking up online, raise your hand. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven me. I want to receive God's gift of eternal life. Let me see the hands. Thank you. Raise it high up. High up. High up. Whether inside, outside. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to become a child of God. Many of you outside, yes. All of you that raise your hand, take your bags, take your Bibles, take whatever you brought to church, your iPad, your phone, and come right here. The Lord said I should pray for you. Just come. 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 Come on. Come on. Come on. I see you from the back. Come. 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 From outside. Come. Come. This is your day. Come. Your day of grace. Your day of mercy. Your day of salvation. Come. 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 The Redeemer is waiting for you here. Come. The one who died for you is waiting for you here. Come. The one who is able to save to the uttermost is waiting for you here. Come. From outside, come. From the back of the auditorium, come. Let's put it on the floor there. Come, 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 come. They are still coming. They are still coming. They are still coming. They are still coming. Yes, I know some of you, your place is far. You are outside. But we are waiting. You are worth waiting for. You are worth waiting for. You are worth waiting for. Come on over here. They are still coming. Your Savior is waiting for you here. Your Redeemer is waiting for you here. Yes, come, 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 come. Come. God bless you. Come fast. Come quick. Who else? This is your day. Who else? Come on here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you that are in front, place your hand on your chest. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Today, I give my heart to you. From today, I receive you into my heart. As my Lord and Savior. From today, Jesus is my Lord. Amen. Receive God's gift of eternal life. Receive mercy. Receive forgiveness. The hold of sin over your life is destroyed forever. The hold of Satan over your life is destroyed forever. Become a new creature. In Christ, become irreversibly born again. It is settled. Jesus, mighty name of prayer. Amen. Why is he? Okay, raise your hand. All of you, look at this gentleman. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. Clap for them. Take care of him. Clap for them. How many of you have been blessed? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. How many of you are glad? Let me see your hand if you are glad. If you are glad, come and give the Lord a shout of joy. Sit down 1 minute. 1 minute. Pastor, I'm grateful. You've treated me more than you will have treated a royalty. The protocol, the welfare, my children are waiting on me. You got me the best suit that is available in any hotel in the whole of Lagos. All of it. I'm familiar with the terrain of Lagos. There's hardly any 5-star hotel I've not stayed. But this one is special. It was 3-bedroom suite. He wanted me to be rolling from one room to another, to another, to another. You know. And God will give you more than enough. Let me read the scripture and I go. Numbers 28, verses 1 and 2, New Living Translation. IT, help me. Numbers 28, verses 1 and 2. I do want to punch my own computer here. New Living Translation. New Living. Help me with New Living Translation if you can find it. Numbers 28. Okay. I think I will revert to my computer here. Okay, Numbers 28. New Living, NLT. Everybody listen. The Lord said to Moses, give these instructions to the people of Israel. The offerings you present as special gifts are a pleasing aroma to me. They are my food. See to it that they are brought at the appointed times and offered according to my instructions. I read this scripture recently and it hit me like a thunderbolt. God said, they are my food. They are offerings. So your offering is more than money. God said, they are a pleasing aroma to me. They are my food. Read that scripture again. He said, give this instruction to the prophet. The offering you present to me as a special gift. A special gift. Somebody please. I know time is gone, but this is worth it. Somebody repeat, say a special gift. Louder. Who deserves a special gift more than the one who died for me? Who gave his life? Who shed his blood? Who was buried and rose again? And he said, when you bring this special gift, they are my food. So me, a mortal man, can feed God. Amazing. The mystery of godliness. They are my food. A pleasing aroma to me. They are my food. See to it that they are brought at the appointed times and offered according to my instruction. I want you to take a special gift. A special offering. I won't tell you how much. I won't tell you 1 million. I won't tell you 10 million. Listen to the Holy Spirit. God has blessed you Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, morning, evening. The pastor have taken pain to bring the very best at great cost. Now, think, what are you going to give to God? A special gift. A pleasing aroma. His food. That's what your offering is. I don't want you to package it. I'm going to pray over it and connect you with abundant grace. You can write a check to the church. You know how you write. You can transfer. The account will be on the screen. If you have enough cash that you consider good enough as a special food, package it. You're not giving it to me. If you give to me, you are doing good. My God will reply you. You're not giving to pastor or pastor's wife. If you do, you are doing good. God will reply you. But you are giving God his food. Help me talk to your neighbor. Say, my friend. Tell him, say, my friend. Let's give God his food. Let's give God his special gift. And let's do it with gladness and joy. So package it. Do it quickly. Do it quickly. Pastor didn't ask me to take offering. I'm not an offering taker. No. By the grace of God, I'm a prophet. I want you to gladden the heart of God with a special gift. If what you want to give is not present here, give an IOU and deliver it. You can give anything. You can give a car. You can give a land. You can give a house. You're not giving to pastor, you're not giving to me. A special gift to God is food. Stand on your feet and lift it to God. Father, I've shared this word with your people. Everyone that have received it, give them pleasant surprises. Give them ha. Ha. What they will see and they will say, ha. Let it happen to them. Receive this food from our hands and be glorified. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody say amen. Can we have music and you can give it? You are blessed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Pastor, thank you again.